So let me begin with the Rambam. Might as well. It's a good place to begin, right? And from there, we'll see where we end up. Okay. So the I've talked about this particular Rambam before. I want to talk about a different perspective on it tonight. The Rambam begins Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim in a very interesting way. The Rambam starts off, again, almost every word here we've talked about at one point or another over many years, B'yom HaTzom, which is just an interesting terminology, right? Instead of saying on the 10th day of Tishrei, or B'yom HaKippurim, B'yom HaTzom, this is the Rambam's way of connecting Hilchos Shvisas Asar in Sefer Zmanim, which deals with the obligation to fast and to desist from Malacha, with the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so B'yom HaTzom, makrivim tamid b'shachar b'tamid bein rabayim kesedo kol yom yom. Rambam begins by telling you that even though it is Yom Kippur and it's Achas Bashana, it's a unique day. It's the most singular day of the year, Achas Bashana. Nonetheless, the things that take place in the Mikdash all year round, every single day, are not neglected as a result, right? That's why he adds the words, Makrivin Tamid B'Shachar V'Tamid Bin Arbaim Kaseder Kol Yom B'Yom, as we do every single day. And then he says, Makrivin Musaf Hayom, and since it's a Yontif, there's also a Hakrava of Musafim, Par V'Ayil V'Shiva Kvasim, Kulon Olos, he counts them for you, describes them, Usir Chatas Nasa B'Chutz, V'Nechol Erev. So there are Tmidim and Musafim, as there are in every Yom Tov. And then the Rambam says, V'od makrivin yeser al Musaf zeh. And in addition to the Musaf, that you have three levels. You have Tmidim, you have Musafim. The next level, in addition to that, is Par ben Bokar Lechatos v'hu Nisraf. The Par ben Bokar Lechatos, which is burnt, because its dam, its blood, goes inside the heichal, and therefore it gets burnt. That's its fate. The ayah la'ola, and then this is the language of the Rambam uses, ushneim mishal kohen gadol, both of which are the property of the kohen gadol. The ayah haba mishal tzibur ha'amur b'parshas achrimos hu ayah ha'amur b'chumash ha'pkudim b'chal ha'musaf hu nikra el ha'am. Incidentally, he tells you that there's some confusion and there's debate whether the ayah that is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos is the same ayah that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, which is part of the Musaf, or there's a second ayah. There's a debate. The Rambam wants you to know that he thinks that the halacha is that it's the same ayah, even though it's mentioned twice. The Od Mevim, Mishal Tzibor, and since he said, interestingly, that, the previous ones that he mentioned, as being additional to the Musaf, the Parba Bakar Lachatos Munisraf Ayla Oshneim Mishal Kohen Gadol. So now he contrasts that by saying, V'od Mevin Mishal Tzibor, and there are things that we also bring from the Tzibor, Shnei Seireizim, Echad Kariv Chatos Vuhu Nisraf, Vasheni Seirah Mishalek, the famous Shnei Seirim, one of which is Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, right, which also gets burnt as a result, and the other one, the Seirah Mishaleach, which gets sent, unceremoniously, to be thrown off the mountain, the tzuk, and those are the shnei ha'se'irim. Then he says, Nimsu kola behemos ha'krevim b'yom zeh chamisha asar, are 15 animals, if you count them up, shnei tmidim, par shnei elim, shiva kvasim kula nolo, so shnei se'irim, chatos echa nasa b'chutz v'necha la'erev, ha'sheni nasa b'fnim, v'nisraf, upar kohen gadol l'chatos b'hu nisraf. So the Rambam basically begins by outlining all of the karbanos that are brought, and he basically has, concentric circles, the tmidim, the musafim, then comes the par and the ayil, which only after he mentions them as karbanos hayom, he says are the property of the kohen gadol. I'm going to think this is very crucial, we'll get back to it. And then, after that, the property of Klal Yisrael, that he starts with, he shifts the order, as he says, the par and the ayil, which happen to belong to the Kohen Gadol, almost as if it's incidental. And then, of course, Mishal Tzibor starts the other way, we bring the Shnei HaSeirim, and it all comes out to 15 animals. And then he says, Avodos kol chamesh, chamisha asar behemos elo, akrevim biyomza, eina elo bekoin, godol bilvad. That all these 15 are presided over by the Kohen Gadol. Echad kom b'shuach l'shem en ha-mishcha, omru b'gadim. However, he became a Kohen Gadol. When there was Shem en ha-mishcha, he was anointed that way. And otherwise, through ribui b'gadim, by wearing the big day Kohen Gadol for a certain period of time, l'chatchila, and so on. All of these karbanos are presided over by that Kohen Gadol. And then he adds, v'im ha'isa Shabbos, af musat Shabbos, ein makrivoso ela Kohen Gadol. And if, as it does this year, Yom Kippur falls out on the Shabbos, then there's another korban, a 16th korban, and that is the korban musaf of Shabbos, and that too requires the Kohen Gadol. The chein sharo avodah shel yom zeh, kegon haktores shel kol yom, tavas haneros, hakol b'kohen gadol nasui. Rambam also just slips that in. He has to be married. Shenemar b'chiper ba'ado uba'ad beiso, beiso zu ishto. So, by starting this way, the Rambam, of course, tells us, don't think Yom Kippur doesn't have the, it doesn't eclipse the regular karbanos. The regular karbanos have to be brought as well. The Tmidim, the Musafim for Yom Tov. But the Rambam also, by formulating it this way, tells us something else, and that is that even the Tmidim and the Musafim, while they are typical for every day and a Yom Tov, somehow are integrated into the Avoda of Yom Kippur. And by adding Nimsu kol behemos hakrevim b'yom zeh chamisha asar, that there are 15, right, we can all count, pretty much most of us can count. So by adding up the 15, and by repeating again in halacha's, you know, base, avodas kol chamisha asar behemos elu hakrevim b'yom zeh, eina ela b'kohen gadol, this is the Rambam's, I think, way of telling us, not only do we have these korbanos on this day, but that these karbanos somehow integrate into the avoda of Yom Kippur. They are uplifted or elevated by virtue of the fact that they take place on Yom Kippur. They become part of the larger Yom Kippur rite, R-I-T-E. And that is reflected by the fact that they are carried out, presided over by the Kohen Gadol. Okay. The thing that the Rambam adds, the Imhoisa Shabbos, Af Musaf Shabbos, Eima Krivinos on the Kohen Gadol, is intriguing. That, you know, I've mentioned this in the past. It's intriguing because there is no source for that. It doesn't appear in the Bavli, doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi. The idea that the Kohen Gadol does the Avoda on this day, generally, is something that does appear in the Gemara in a number of places. Gemara here in Yuman, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, and later on in Daf Ayin Gimel, tells us, 1 second, that Kol Avodos Yom HaKippurim Einan Ksheros Elabo. Okay? The entire Avodos Yom HaKippurim requires the Kohen Gadol. Again, it doesn't define what Kol Avodos Yom HaKippurim is, right? And that is subject to a very famous debate. The, as is well known, the Baal Amor takes a very, very extreme view. Baal Amor's view is that every avoda that happens on Yom Kippur, even what we call avodos laila, like the Trumas Hadeshen and the Dishon HaMizbeach, all of these things are done by the Kohen Gadol, even before daybreak. The Mishnayos and Yuma talk about payasos. Payasos are lotteries, right, where they divided up the various avodos among the, everybody wanted to, you know, to do the avoda, you know, all the time. But Kohanim saw this as a spiritual opportunity, which they should. So how did they decide, you know, who was going to receive, you know, which task? So they had payasos. So the Mishnayos here in Yuma talk about the first pious, the second pious, and bepashtos, it sounds like these Mishnayos are talking about Yom Kippur. And according to most Rishonim, they are. Baal HaMor goes so far as to say that these are the payasos that take place during the rest of the year, but on Yom Kippur they're rendered irrelevant because everything is done by the Kohen Gadol. Right? When the Sugya and Horio says, Kol Avodos, and repeated here in Yuma, Kol Avodos Yom Kippur, Menin Ksheres on the Bow, what they mean is all the Avodos that are done on the day of Yom Kippur, and here the day, according to the Baal HaMor, means not only the day, but the day and the night, meaning the calendar day, right? Enon Ksheros Elobo. And other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban says that it, you know, refers pretty much wherever the Payasos mentioned in Yuma were actually parceled out to other Kohanim, but those are mostly Avodas Laila. The Avodas Hayom really was done by the Kohen Gadol. And there are other Rishonim who think that it's even more circumscribed than that. So again, the way the Rambam read the Braisa, it's not Yom HaKippurim in the calendar day sense, it's Kol Avodas Yom of Yom HaKippurim, right? Einan Ksheres Elabo. The Ritva quotes a Shita, again it's very well known, that the way to read the Braisa is Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Ein Ksheros Elabo. Meaning, whatever is unique and has the Hagdara, the definition of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that was kosher only by the Kohen Gadol. But the other avodos, meaning the things that are done every single day, like the tmidim and the musafim, you know, things of that sort, they were not necessarily, they did not necessarily require the Kohen Gadol. So again, instead of saying yom in the bigger sense, or yom in the daybreak, meaning, a day as opposed to a night, the way that this other group of Rishonim interpret the words are Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Those that are Avodas Yom HaKippurim require the Kohen Gadol, and those that do not, do not. However, that's a three-way machlokes. The Rambam takes a very clear view on that, in that he says, as we just discussed, that all 15 animals, Avodas Kol Chamishas or Yobemos, Elo Ekrev Biyom Zeh, Einan Elo Bekohen Gadol Bilvad. Right, but he's the only one, as far as I know, who adds this 16th, namely that even Musaf of a Shabbos has to be carried out by the Kohen Gadol. I don't know that the other Rishonim disagree, but there's no Makor in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi that I'm aware of, or that other Mefarshim are aware of, that I know of. And therefore, what the Rambam says, both. Now, you might ask, well, what's the difference? If clearly the Kohen Gadol has to preside not only over the narrower Avodas Yom HaKippurim, whatever that means, right? Whether it's, you know, Avodos Bevigdei Lavan, you know, or other Avodos connected to Yom Kippur, even the ones that were done Bevigdei Zav, even that could have, you know, either a limited or more expansive definition. But once you're expanding, you know, into what seem to be generic karbanos, like Tmina Nubusafim, so what's the difference between that and Shabbos? But the answer is very simple. There's a huge difference. Tmidin and Musafim, you know, Musafim even more so, but Tmidin, you know, at least partially sharing this, are built into Yom Kippur. They're baked into Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur has Tmidin, and the Musafim of Yom Kippur are the Musafim of the Yom Tov part of Yom Kippur, if there is such a thing. Right, so the Musafim are not much of a Chiddush. And even the Tzmidim, as I say, are predictable, they're constant, and so on. But the Musaf of Shabbos is a coincidence of the calendar. And the idea that that too would be subject to Kohen Gadol, when it only comes out every X amount of years, is a much bigger chiddush. So, not having a source for it makes it important that the Rambam says it, and says it with confidence. And the question is, what is it based on? So I think there are three perspectives. One is, mentioned this the first and the second in the past, I think. Maybe the third too, but I don't think of this connection. The first is based on a comment of the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach notes this Chiddush in the Rambam, and he just says, Ayein, look at the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim. Okay, I should have asked you for Zvachim. In Masechet Zvachim, the Gemara Adav Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, which is the Gemara that the Or Sameach points to, discusses the following question. What takes priority? Tadir or Mekudash? Right? Tadir, we know Tadir Vshena, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Typically, that which is constant, where it gets priority. But we have another rule, and that is that Mekudash is Kodem. Something is on a higher level, a higher Madrega in terms of Kedusha, then it usually takes priority. Let's say you have a clash, you have a Tadir against a Mekudash. So what happens then? So the Gemara in Zvachim tries to analyze this question and tries to prove it. So they point out that, you know, on Shabbos, Tmidim come before Musafim. That's Tadir before Mekudash. Shabbos is greater Kedusha than Chol, right? But the Tamid is a Tadir. So apparently Tadir beats out Mekudash. So the Gemara says, no, not a good proof. Atu, Tmidim, right, Einan, Mekdushas Shabbos, or something like that. Better when you quote the language of the Gemara. Meaning, the Gemara seems to say that the Tmidim of Shabbos, because it's Shabbos, also have Kedusha. So it's not Tadir versus Mekudash, the Tamid Shal Shabbos, even though it, you know, seems to be more in common, have more in common with the Tamid of Tuesday and Wednesday, but it is that's not a proper way to look at it. Shabbos, in other words, has its imprint, its effect, even on the Tmidim. So the Tmidim Shal Shabbos are Mekudashim as well. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. What about Shabbos, you know, and Rosh Chodesh? Okay. And then the Gemara says the same thing. And then the Gemara says, and what about Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? Well, every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, right? So if you bring the Korban of Rosh Chodesh before the Korban of Rosh Hashanah, in all cases the Gemara pretty much gives the same answer, and that is, well, the Kedusha of the day, right, whether it's, you know, Shabbos on the Tmidim or Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah on the Rosh Chodesh, right, imprints on the day itself. And since that is the case, it's not a case where you have Tadir versus Mekudash, and therefore you can't prove anything from those particular cases. So why am I telling all this? So the Or Sameach, commenting on this Rambam, says, well, the Rambam has a Chiddush here. He says that the Kohen Gadol presides over Musaf Shabbos. Where did he get it from? So he says, I know where he got it from. He got it from Zvachim, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph. What's the idea behind Zvachim, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph? That what looks like a coincidence of the calendar, right, or, put it this way, what looks to be two discrete kedushos, sometimes, right, conjoin and integrate. Shabbos has impact not only on the Musafin, but on the Tmidim, and Rosh Chodesh has impact not only on Musafe Rosh Chodesh, but if it's also Shabbos, then it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, basically, and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, perhaps more obvious, have this special connection. So what the Or Sameach wants to say is that if you have a Musaf of Shabbos on Yom Kippur, right, instead of looking at it as something foreign and a coincidence of the calendar, what we should be saying is the same idea, and that is that the context, the framework of Yom Kippur, right, imprints the Shabbos Musaf as well, and therefore it's only natural that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is going to have to preside. So that's the Or Sameach. In previous years, when
why don't you just say Shabbos Shabbos?
Yeah. So in previous years, I've suggested another idea. Could be others suggested as well. And that is that instead of Zvachim, Tzadi Aleph, maybe the idea is something very particular, right, to the relationship of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. After all, we know that Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson. And I would go a step further, particularly sensitive to this idea of all Rishonim is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, and this is a topic that we've developed numerous times over the years, I think, you know, that the Rambam, more than anyone else, accentuated the idea of Shabbos, Shabbos. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur in Shulchan Aruch, they deal with the topic of Yom Kippur within the Yomim Tovim. Right? If you have, you know, now they have, you know, 10 Chalakim of Arachai, but in the old days when they used to have just 3, okay? So there's, you know, the first one is, you know, Brachos and, you know, and so on and so forth. Til Shadayim and Kriyashma and Tefillah and all those things. The second volume is Shabbos and the third volume is Yom Tov. And, you know, basically it deals first with Yom Tov and then with the specific Yomim Tovim. And then towards the end, you know, you get to, you know, in sequence, you know, you have Pesach and then you have, you know, Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur, you know, and Sukkot. So the Tur and Shulchan Aruch deal with Yom Kippur in the context of Dinei Yom Tov and in the right sequence. But the Rambam, you know, presents a very sharp contrast. The Rambam has Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Eruvin, which is a connected to Hilchos Shabbos, obviously. And after that, instead of having Hilchos Yom Tov and then the specific Yomim Tovim, right, beginning with Chametz Matzah and then so on, right? The Rambam does have that. He has Hilchos Yom Tov, and then he has Chametz Matzah, and then he has Hilchos Shofar and Sukkah. But what's missing in the Rambam in that sequence is Yom Kippur, because he put Yom Kippur before Yom Tov in a section called, right after Erevin, Shabbos Erevin, Shvisas Asar. Even the designation Shvisas Asar is the Rambam's way of telling you that this belongs with Shabbos. I think this is Rambam's way of telling you. It belongs with Shabbos and not with Yom Tov. When the Rambam lists the Yomim Tovim in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, after he finished Shvisas Asar, he doesn't even mention Yom Kippur. Right? He mentions Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos. He mentions, you know, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos. He does not mention Yom Kippur at all. That's because he dealt with it already before he began Hilchos Yom Tov and Shvisas Asar. The Rambam has a very, very well-known, again, as I say, he also calls it Shvisas Asar. He talks about the Inuyim as a Shvisa. Never mind the Isra Malacha, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin in Perek Yud has a very, very well-known big chiddush, right? Even a bigger chiddush than the one we're talking about here, but one which fits together. And that is, the Rambam says that when Shabbos and Yom Kippur follow one another, as they're consecutive, then we paskin that kedusha achas velo shtei kedushas, which means that when it comes to, there's a debate in the Mishnah and the Gemara about Rosh Hashanah, about Shabbos and Yom Tov, about Yom Tov Sheni. There are three different discussions of this in the sugyas and Rosh Hashanah and Erevin, and especially Beitzah. There are all sorts of discussions about whether kedusha achas or shtei kedushas, which basically means, do we look at, let's say, a Shabbos that falls before Yom Tov, or a Yom Tov that comes before a Shabbos, but they're contiguous. Do we look at them as a 48-hour integrated period of Kedusha? Or we say, listen, it's a coincidence of the calendar, and Shnei Kedusha saying, there's Shabbos and there's Yom Tov, there's Yom Tov and there's Shabbos. Same question about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we pass in, you know, Yom HaRichta, so we treat it as Kedusha Achas. And the same question about, you know, Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. For our purposes, what we really care about is Shabbos and Yom Tov. So when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, everybody pretty much, there's a tshuva of Rashi that seems to paskin that Kedusha Achas. But everybody else in the world seems to paskin Shtei Kedusha Sein. And the Rambam certainly paskins Shtei Kedusha Sein. It's a coincidence of the calendar. And there are huge nafkamina, for example. Beitzah Shenol de Bezu, you know, what is it, is Muteres You know, but it's not 148-hour period. Or if you want to make an Eruv, Tchumin. So if you hold Kedusha Achas, then you have to pick one venue, you have to pick where you live, for 48 hours. If you hold Shtei Kedushos, you can shift for each period. You can have, I live, you know, this direction, you know, where the drasha is going to be, you know, on Shabbos, and, you know, I want to go to the other drasha on Adyantif. Or maybe you want an excuse not to go to the drasha, so you know, what can I do? The Eruv. No Eruv. So, however it works, but the principle is clear, and that is that we paskin pretty much Shtei Kedushos. Says the Rambam, and he'll say Ravin, Perek Yud. However, when it comes to, Zmanim, right? Right, you have before Shvisas Asar, you have Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos Ola Achar Shabbos Bizman Shemekanshin Al Pi Ha'Re'iya Yearly, says the Rambam, Shehen Ki Yom Echad U'Kedusha Achas Hey. Wow, an amazing Rambam. Earlier in the Perek, the Ram says Yom Tishchol Yosomach. This is Perek Ches Halacha Hey. Yom Tishchol Yosomach LeShabbos Bein Milfana Bein Achreha O Shnei Yom Tov Shogolios Yerushal LaArev Shnei Erevin LeShnei Ruchos. Why? Because Shnei Kedushos Hey. But Med Ram Amur B'Shnei Yom Tov Shogolios O Shnei Yom Tov Shemrosh Hashana Harehin Ki Yom Echad Beinam Arev B'Shnei Yomim Alu Ruchachas. Etc. And the Rambam has the various nafkamina. But in Halacha Yud, he has Yirali, which is when the Rambam admits that he is saying something mechudash, out of conviction, that it's ki yom echad kedusha achas when it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So if the Rambam thinks that, you know, there's a section called Shvisas Asar before Yom Tov, he omits Yom Kippur from Yom Tov, right? He calls it Shvisa. And then he also tells you that, you know, his opinion is, even though there's no raya for it, that unlike Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Kedusha Achas. That's the Rambam making a very, very strong statement that Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson, not just in terminology. But in a very fundamental way. This would also explain why there's a full complement of Yisr Malacha on Yom Kippur. Obviously, there's no Heter Ochol Nefesh. Those who explain that Heter Ochol Nefesh is based on the urgency to eat, so according to them, it's very obvious why there is... Oh, thank you. It's very obvious why there is no Heter Ochol Nefesh on Yom Kippur. But according to the... group of Rishonim who think that the Heter Ochol Nefesh on Yom Tov is not connected to the Chiyuv Seuda, the Simcha, the Achila, but it has to do with the nature of the Kedushas Hayom, the Ramban, and others, it's really not so clear why there's no Heter Ochol Nefesh on Yom Kippur. But according to the Rambam, basically the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is the Kedusha of Shabbos, and as such, if it's indeed Kedusha Akas, it has the full complement of Yisra Malacha as well. According to that view, it's easier to explain that, again, let me make it clear. What the Rambam's Mechadesh in Hilchos Erevin is if Shabbos follows Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur follows Shabbos, then we draw like a 48-hour Kedusha Akas bubble over it. It would seem to me to be a Kal V'Chomer, that if Shabbos and Yom Kippur fall together, right, that we then look at this not merely as a coincidence of the calendar, but as a merging of like-minded Kedushos. So, for example, in the major debate that we find in the Rishonim and in the Poskim, which is like, to what extent, what do you do, right, when you have a Cholam Asukan and he has to eat on Yom Kippur, right? So So does he make Kiddush? Does there a Haskara for Yom Tov in the Birchas HaMazon? In other words, is there counter pressure because Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov? That's a major, major debate between the Rosh and the Rajba, and there are a lot of discussions in the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch. However, and the question really is whether there is a generic Yom Tov for Yom Kippur, right? Or Yom Kippur is just Yom Kippur. In my view, the Rambam's perspective, which is that Yom Kippur is just Yom Kippur, and it's not even in Hilchos Yom Tov or after Hilchos Yom Tov, already makes it likely that his view is that in those kind of cases, that there would be no counter-pressure. In other words, there's no Yontif of Yom Kippur that requires a chila. I can't prove it, I'm just telling you instinctively. But then there's another layer to add to all of this, and that is in a situation where Shabbos is chal on Yom Kippur. So even those poskim, right, who say that, you know, you don't make Kiddush for Yontif when you're a Chol HaMasukan, and you don't need Lechem Mishnah, and there's no Askara in Birchas HaMazon, because it's Yom Kippur, and it's the Yontif of Yom Kippur is still Yom Kippur. Right. But what about Shabbos? Shabbos is a coincidence of the calendar. So at the end of the day, what's important is that it's still Shabbos. Normally, the Isur Achila of Yom Kippur would override that. But in this particular case, since you have to eat anyway, you might as well make Kiddush of Shabbos and Birchas HaMazon and Lechem Mishnah and all those things. There are many poskim who think that you should. However, if you really hold like the Rambam, that really it's Kiddush HaAchas, so, you know, it's very dubious, you know, that, again, you still might say this, but it's much less likely. The idea that the Shabbos integrates into the Yom Kippur and as a result, Shabbos Yom Kippur is a different kind of a Shabbos, is much greater. It's much more likely. So in light of that, I always thought, that might be, especially the Rambam of all people, who has this line about Kohen Gadol presiding over the Musaf of Shabbos, maybe it's a special din. Forget about, not forget about, in addition to, or maybe if Zvachim Tzadi Aleph isn't enough, because remember, Zvachim Tzadi Aleph is discussing the question of priority, kedima, right? What's tadir and what's makudash? Okay, so to say that kedushas Shabbos affects its tamid, and that kedushas Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh merge in some respect—that that's one thing. To say that, you know, it becomes literally one. That's certainly a much more challenging conclusion to reach. So maybe this particular Rambam is connected to the Rambam Lishitaso, in particular about the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur and what happens when they come together. So I think that is very plausible. However,
according
yeah.
to that ritual, you're going to quote it, then Musaf Shabbos would follow the other Musaf.
Say that again?
So, according to the Brit Shita, the Musaf Shabbos would be like the other Musaf of Yom Tov, not necessarily by the Kohen Gadol.
According to the Ritva, right, well, according to the Ritva, even the Tmidim and Musafim. Oh, you're saying, would the Musaf of Shabbos may be more akin to Yom Kippur than the Tmidim and the Musafim? That's clever. Right. And you could say it, but, you know, we could also argue, we could also say that the Tmidim and Musafim are there every Yom Kippur, and the Shabbos, you know, is there one out of every, whatever it is, years. So I could see it going either way. I hear it. Okay. I think that there's a third idea here. I'm not sure these ideas are mutually exclusive either. And the third idea is the one that I want to develop a little bit more today, in the time that we have. And that is the idea that maybe according to the Rambam, and this is certainly against the Ritva, in some respects, like the Balamor, although I don't know if he has to go as far as the Balamor, maybe what the Rambam is trying to tell us here is something about the nature of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol has to preside over the Avodos on this day Till now, we've been saying, because all of, based on the Gemara in Zvachim, or based on a particular connection between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because in a certain sense, all the avodos that take the Tmida and the Musafe, maybe even the Musafe Shabbos, right, integrate into avodos Hayom. Right, they become, for this Yom Kippur, or in the case of Tmida and Musafim, for every Yom Kippur, right, they are subsumed under the avod. But I think there's another possibility, and that is that Yom Kippur, by definition, is the day of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore any avoda that takes place on this day, even if it's not an avodas Yom Kippurim, by virtue of the fact that it takes place on Yom Kippur, part of the Hagdara of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is the connection between it and the Kohen Gadol. And I think this can be illustrated in many ways. And therefore, even if, what I'm trying to say is, even if Tmida and Musafin and Musfe Shabbos, maybe even less so, are not part of the Avoda, Avodas Yom Kippurim, nonetheless, the day of Yom Kippur demands the participation of the Kohen Gadol, at least the Chatchila, possibly even B'diavad. The truth is, when you think about it, this whole halacha, for the Balamor even more so, the truth is that Misvara, the Ritva, would seem to be correct. Meaning, and even the Ritva, I should add, thinks that L'chadchila, maybe even Daraisa, there is a, you know, preference for the Kohen Gadol on the other Kabbalists as well. He just thinks that it's not Ma'akev except for Avodas Hayom, whatever that is. But it sounds in the Rambam that it is Ma'akev. Avoda kol chamisha asar behemos elo akrem yom zeh eina ela b'koin gadol bilvad. Eina ela b'koin gadol and bilvad. Bilvad is an extra emphasis. Sounds like it's Ma'akev. And the question is, why should it be? I mean, it's Yom Kippur, and so again, if you take the first view, which is that the Tmida and the Musafim, you know, they all become part of the Avoda, that makes sense. We're still saying basically that the Kohen Gadol's required participation is limited to the Avoda. But we're expanding what Avoda means. In that sense, Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry, in that sense, Yom Kippur, right, has a unique impact, right? It's able to influence and redefine things that come under its orbit, and that's an important principle. However, if you don't say that, then why should it be Ma'akev? And I think that the answer is that the Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur is intimately connected with the personality of the Kohen Gadol. And I think that that can be reflected in numerous ways. If you look at the Psukim in Achrimos, which is where the Avoda appears, one of the very striking things about it is the emphasis on the Kohen Gadol, and particularly, as the Mefarshim note, the paradigm of Aharon HaKohen. Right at the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, again, you could attribute this to the contrast by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aaron, right? Because some of the Hashem vayamusu. So one way to understand the Parsha is that in sharp contrast to Bnei Aaron, Bikrovai Ekadesh, right, who died such a tragic death, although clearly, they were considered to be great men. Great men, obviously, were very flawed in some aspect of their understanding of Avodas Karbanos and Avodas Hashem. So you could understand that all we're being told here is that Achrei Mei Tzvot Shnei Bnei Aaron B'Kavasav Fnei Hashem V'Yamusu V'Yamar Hashem Moshe Daber Al Aaron Achicha V'Al Yavo B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh V'Beis LaParokas. So this is all meant to be a contrast to that, and therefore the emphasis on Aaron and when Aaron can be nichnas, when he can't be nichnas, And since that, you know, typically is the avoda of Yom Kippur, that's where we're nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, so what follows is a very heavy emphasis on Aaron and what he needs to do in order to justify knisa lefnai v'lefnim, in contrast to Nadav and Aviv. However, that doesn't seem to be the simplest way to read the parsha. Certainly there is a contrast to Misas b'nei Aaron, but it sounds like the presentation of Avodas Yom Kippurim itself begins with, because of the special emphasis on the personality who is presiding. He's not merely, in other words, a machshir, somebody whose participation is necessary, right, in order to accomplish the goal. It's not, don't get the impression that there's something on Avodas Yom Kippurim, and, you know, you need a certain kind of karbanos, and it has to be a certain time of the year, right, in a certain order and protocol. And one of those details is it needs to be done by the high priest, by the Kohen Gadol. Rather, it sounds like this is all about, this is all kind of written in a, you know, in a reverse fashion. It's all about Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, and his ability to be nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Right? It's not until several psukim later that we even find out that this is Yom Kippur. We keep repeating the name Aaron HaKohen. Later on, in the end of the parsha, we speak about his replacements as replacements. The first words that actually describe the protocol and the process, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, right? We just finished mentioning that. Bezos, here's the protocol. And the first thing we're told is, Bepar ben Bakar lechatas ba'ayol le'ola, Sonas bad kodesh yilbash, Michase bad yoha basaro, Ba'avne bad yachkor, Be'mitznefes bad yitznov, Bigde kodeshem rachat zvaymes basaro le'vesha. Everything is about Aaron HaKohen. It's about the karbanos that he brings, which allows him to play this role, and the begadim, the special begadim that he will wear. And only then in Pasuk Hei, Ume'eis Adas B'nei Yisrael, right? Ume'eis Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Sirei Zim L'chatas, Ba'ayel Echad L'Ola, and then V'hikriv Aaron as Parachatas, again repeated, Asher Lo, V'chiper Bado Bad Beiso, V'lokach Shnei Asirim, but you have this back and forth, V'nasan Aaron al Shnei Asirim, etc. Whenever the Torah mentions the par and the ayel, it always mentions Asher Lo. That comes, V'hikriv Aaron as Parachatas Asher Lo, V'chiper Bado Bad Beiso, V'shachatas Parachatas Asher Lo. It's hard to forget that this is his par and chatas. It's repeated every single time. There's an interspersed avoda between the korban tzibor, so-called the shnei asirim, especially this ira nasa b'fnim, and the par and ayil, especially the par achatas of Aaron HaKohen. In other words, you could read the psukim that this is just a description of what needs to take place, and the Kohen is just a vehicle, you know, for Avodas Yom Kippurim. What I'm suggesting is that the order that it's written and the emphasis that it's given is more that Avodas Yom Kippurim is a vehicle for Aaron HaKohen than Aaron HaKohen is a means for Avodas Yom Kippurim. Although, of course, in the end of the day, those two things merge. The first thing that we're told, Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, is his personal korban par and his personal ayil. The ayil ends up being karev, you know, big day zahav with the musafin, which is interesting. And the par ends up being interspersed with both of the se'irim, right? It's nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, right? With the se'ir hanasa b'fnim. And it gets two viduyim for himself and for his family and for the Kohanim, right? So the two viduyim. The third vidui belonging to the Seir HaMishtaleach. So if you look at it structurally, there's this back and forth between Aaron HaKohen's personal sacrifices, Bezos Yava Aaron HaKohen. It doesn't say Bezos Yava Aaron HaKohen, you know, Bishnei Seirim, and also with his Paranayil. If anything, it's the opposite. It's all about him, his Karbanos, and then they are conjoined with the Klal Yisrael's Karbanos, the Seirim, each one, and so on. And then, of course, in the end of the parsha, I'll take the question in just a second. Then we're told, again, Hikriv Aaron is Parachatasa Shalo, the Chiper Bado Mabesov, Shachat Parachatasa Shalo, I mentioned that already. Then later on, you have the Hazos Lifnim, and then something really fascinating happens, and that is the Shachat Asirachatasa Shalom, Hevias Namoli Besal Paroches, Vyasaz Damo Kashar Saladama Par. Again, it's fascinating. The first one is the Damapar, right? In everything, including the Hazos Bifnim, his personal carbon. Then v'hizo sol ha-kapores v'fnei ha-kapores, v'chiper ala kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael v'pishayem v'chol katosam, v'chen yasa lo amoyed ha-shochein titam b'toch tumosam. What this really means, although it's not spelled out so much in the psukim, is v'hizo min adam be'etzbo, sheva pamim b'tiaro v'kidsho mitumos b'nei Yisrael. What happens, according to our understanding, is that at some point, the dam of the personal par of Aaron, of the Kohen Gadol, is mixed with the dam of the Seir Hanasa Bifnim, and then you get Hazaos on the Mizbeach, and the Karnos of Mizbeach, from that combination. Now that itself is just a very remarkable phenomenon. We're mixing the Korban Yachid and the Korban Tzibor together, right, symbolically, merging the two of them. And then at the end of the Parsha, Uba Aaron El Oamoed, Pashat Spigdei Abad, Shalav Shpo El HaKodesh, Minicham Sham, Rachatz Pesaro, and all that follows. Vaisalachem V'chukas Salam, B'chodesh Hashi Basal HaKodesh. Finally, we hear about Yom Kippur. Ta'anu Esnaf Shoseichem, Chom Lachol Osasu, Azrach HaGer Gar B'Sochem, Ki Bayom Azei Chaper Alechem B'Tar Eskem Mikochat Osechem B'Tar Hashem T'taru. Only now is it described this way. Shabbos Shabbosoni Lachem, we talked about that. B'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem, Chukas Olam, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Osov, Asher Yimalei Esyado, L'Kahen Tachas Aviv. This is, you know, the ones that tachlifim of Aaron HaKohen, v'lavash is bigdei abad bigdei kodesh, v'chiper samikdash kodesh, asol moed asupeach, yichaper lakohenim akolam kol yichaper, hoysos alchem v'chukasol, v'chapra b'nei Yisrael mikol chatosam, achas v'shana, v'yas kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. The effect of these, what is it, 34 psukim, is that it's top-heavy on the personal protocol of Aaron HaKohen and his role and his karbanos. Then you have the mixing of his karban and the karban tzibur, and literally the mixing, the interspersing and the mixing. And then in the end you find out that this is the protocol of Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be natural to be top heavy with the concern of Aaron after we're talking about the death of others?
Right. So that's what I said before. I was trying to be intellectually honest and fair. I said, one way to understand Akrei Mos, Shnei B'nei Aaron, right? And then, you know, Bezos, Yavo, Aaron, El HaKodesh, is that really, this is about Yom Kippur. And really, the Kohen Gadol is a vehicle, and he's just a means to an end. The emphasis on Aaron and on his role and on, you know, this specific, you know, requirement, you know, to follow, you know, the procedure is a contrast to B'nai Aaron. I think you could read it that way. It doesn't come immediately after, right, Shmini, which is the parsha of Misas Nadav and Avihu, and after that initial point, it has a life of its own. The Parachatas HaShalom, Parachatas HaShalom, Parachatas HaShalom, and so on. But I agree that is one way to look at it. To me, it seems like it's much more than that. So I'd like to do, We have so much more time. Oh, there's a few other questions. Were there? Only one question? You didn't have a question? No one else had a question. I'm not looking for trouble. I just thought I saw hands. But okay. Maybe you resolved all the problems. So I just want to... this idea that if you look at the psukim, the impression that you get, and that the emphasis, not only the psukim, but of the halakos, and the order, is that Yom Kippur, in very many respects, is the day of the Kohen Gadol. And it is a reflection of the persona, or there's a merging, let's say, of what the persona of the Kohen Gadol is with the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur itself. I mean, just the fact that his personal korban has this kind of an impact seems to indicate that. So let me highlight this in a couple of ways. If that's true, so just to answer the question that we began with, two questions, right? One is, why should the Musaf of Shabbos, which is, you know, it's even in one respect less than Tmidin and Musafin, because a coincidence of the calendar, why should that require the Kohen Gadol? Right? If you don't assume that it gets integrated as part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Shabbos Yom Kippur, which was my second suggestion, then why would it? But if Yom Kippur as a day is a day of the Kohen Gadol, right? So then maybe we understand this. We also understand a little better even the Baal HaMor, who says that even Avodas Laila, which it's hard to say that that's part of, or that integrates into Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippurim, as a Chalos Avodas Yom Kippur, right? But it is still Yom Kippur, and it's Kedushas Hayom. So if part of what Yom Kippur is the day of the Kohen Gadol, I mean a day in which the personality of the Kohen Gadol is intended to shine, and it's both a reflection and a cause, we'll explain that soon too, then we understand why once is Kedushas Hayom of Yom, I mean the fast, Yom HaTzom, right? The Tzom begins at the Kedushas Hayom. Even though Avodas Yom HaKippurim doesn't begin with the Dishon, you know, the Trumas HaDeshen, or the other things that take place at night, they belong to the previous days of Avoda. But it still has the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. Now again, I'm not saying the Rambam goes that far, but at least things that take place during the daytime, it's also true that in the Mikdash, you know, the day in Karbanos really begins at the day, not at night. Vayer Vayboker, you know, Yom Echad is true for, you know, Gevulin. But when it comes to Karbanos, generally speaking, you know, the day is prior to the night. But so even if you don't go as far as the Baal HaMor, I'm not troubled by it. But at least this is a way to explain that any korban that is brought during the day of Yom Kippur belongs to the Kohen Gadol because it's his day. Okay. So let me highlight that in a couple of other ways. In addition to the structural things which I think just stand on their own. What really is the status of the korban, the personal korbanos of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Right? The par lechatas and the ayel leola, which, as I mentioned, the Torah keeps repeating, are his korbanos, as if you could forget. Right? It's strange that somebody's personal korbanos would play that kind of a role in a communal kapara, which is what Yom Kippur is. In addition to that, there's a very interesting discussion in the Gemara, which the Rishonim had different views on. The Gemara Dav Vavud Beis in Masechet Yoma.
When you were referring to the...
I'm sorry, what?
Why does the Rambam say par kohen gadol chatos? He only mentions the par of being...
No, the par is a chatos and it's nichlus afnim. And then he mentions
the... Par kohen gadol. He says the par kohen gadol chatos from Israel. But in the first part of Allah, he said that the ayel is shel kohen gadol. How come he doesn't...
No, he does.
He does.
Yeah, because that one is Nichnas Lifnim. You're talking about in the...
Vashem Nasa Bifnim, Ben Yisra. He only refers to the par kohen gadol.
Where do you mean? Which part?
The end of halacha aleph.
Yeah, okay. There's a called as a kravim. Shnei tmidim par shnei elim v'shiva kvasim kulanolos v'shnei seirim chatos echanasa v'chutz v'nechal v'erev hasheni nasa v'vinisra, because this is in the context of chatos hanisrafim uparin garden gadol lechatos v'hu nisraf. Because nothing unusual happens to the...
It doesn't identify the idol in Shulchan Gadol.
Right, because that's just a regular... Once it's brought, it's actually brought Bibig Dei Zav, not Bibig Dei Lavan. And it's Karev when the Musafim are Karev, which I think is very interesting about it. But he already said that before. Here, the only reason he repeats the Kohen Gadol, because he's trying to explain that there are two Chatos, which are Nisraf, because they're Nichlal Siftim. So he says, right, Hasheni Nasa b'fnim b'nisraf, upar kohen gadol l'chatos u'nisraf. Those are the most unusual. Those are the ones that require big day lavan and so on. Anyways, the Gemara has an interesting discussion about Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, or Dechuya b'tzibur. This is Gemara Newmams, again, I'm sorry, my resources are a little, out of commission at the moment. Vav Amud Beis in Yoma. So the Gemara says, it's going to read just very quickly a few little passages, a very interesting issue. Itmar. The Gemara says, Tumas Ameis. Rav Nachman Amar Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya B'tzibur. Interesting. Tumas Meis. Right? So this is a debate whether or not when at stake is a kiyum of the tzibor, carbon of the tzibor. So is that what we call hutra or dechuya? Good. Interesting argument. So the Gemara says, Hechadika tmeinu tahorin, ba'u beisav kulam alo pligi de tahorin. If you have in the beisav that is slated to do the avoda, right at this time, you have tmeim and tahorin. Even the hutra people will say you should give it to the tahorin, because there's no counter pressure. Right? So, Tahorin Avdi, Tmei Lo Avdi. Ki Pligi, La Dure Ula Suye, Tahorin, Mi Beisav Achrina. The argument is, if you have to go outside of the Beisav in order to get Tahorin, so if you hold Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur, so you do that. And if you hold Hutra B'tzibur, so it's no big deal, and you could stay within the Beisav. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar, Heter hu b'tzibur v'lo mahadrina and Rav Sheshes Amar d'chuy b'tzibur mahadrina. Ikadam afilu heichad di'ika tahorin utmeim b'ayi beisav. Palig Rav Nachman b'amar avdinami tmeim. Some people say that if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, it goes so far as to say that if you have, even in the beisav, if you have tmeim and tahorin, you can still call upon the tmeim if you so choose, because tumah hutra b'tzibur. Wow. So then the Gemara goes back and forth. The Kol Tumah Smeis, but Tzibur Achman Ashar. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, this is on Vav Mun Aleph, Mino Ani Mili, or Mino Ani Mila, Detanya, Hayomer Makar Minchas HaOmer, if a person's bringing a korban Minchas HaOmer, Vin Nitmeis Biyado, and it becomes Tameh, so Omer, he should tell people, Umevin Acheres Tachtel, he should say, oops, the Minchas HaOmer became Tameh, and if there's another one, he should tell them so they can substitute another minchas haomer and they can do it b'tahar. V'im ein sham ella hi. If that's the only one available, so it's either that one or nothing. So omrim lo, have a pikeach u'shtok. Don't say anything. P'tani mias, that omer mevin acheres tachtel. That obviously they would replace it if they could replace it. So that means that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, not hutra b'tzibur. So the Gemara says, Amrav Nachman, Modina hechad ikis shirayim lachila. No, we're talking about a case of a mincha, which is nikmetzes, meaning you throw a little piece on the mizbeach, it gets burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, the shirayim. And the din of tumah hutra b'tzibur refers to the avoda, but it's not a matir for the achila. So since there is an achila, so everybody would agree that if you can replace it, that way you'd be able to eat the mincha too, that would be preferred. So far, this has nothing to do with us, except that it's in Yom. Now comes the part that has to do with us. Meisve, hayamakriv minchas parim elim ukvasim v'nitnes biyado. If a person was makriv minchas parim, minchas elim, minchas kvasim, nudge the menachos that accompany animals, or korbanos, in other words, v'nitnes biyado, and it became tamei. So again, Omer, you should tell somebody, u'mevin acheres taktah. V'im ein sham elahi, and if there is no alternatives, so Omer lo have a bikachu shtok. My lav parim elim ukvasim dechag, meaning these are karbanos tzibur, and therefore we should say tuma hutra betzibur. So why do you have to replace it? So the Gemara says Omer Rav Nachman lo parim parimin par avodazar. Afagav the tzibur who kivin lo kviyale zman mehadrinan. Even though it's a korban tzibur, let's say the tzibur was violated of Arzara, so they bring a korban of Arzara shal tzibur, but it's not kavur lo zman. They don't have to bring it today, they can bring it tomorrow. Right? There's no time period. Elim ke'elo shal aron. That's what I'm interested in. Afagav the kviyale zman, even though it's kavur lo zman, Kivan the Yachid who mehadrinan, since it's a korban Yachid, because it is the korban of the Kohen Gadol, mehadrinan, then you don't say tuma hutra betzibur. You're only going to say tuma dechuy betzibur. Kvasim is kevas haba ima omer di kishirayim lachil. Okay, what's why do I care about why is this Gemara relevant to us right now? The Gemara basically as. There are two different tosasin, one on Vav Beis and one on Zayin Amud Aleph. They're a little bit different. We don't have time to go into the whole thing. But Tosas basically is bothered by the status. The Rishonim are bothered by the status. They want to know why is the ayil of the Kohen Gadol, it's not Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, says the Gemara, because it's a Karban Yachid. But it sounds like it is dechuya betzibur, right? In other words, if you don't have any choice and that's the only one you have, then the bikeach is supposed to just, you know, be quiet. And even though it's going to be betuma, you're going to go ahead with it. So the Rishonim asks this question: if a korban is kavua lo zman, right? But it is a korban yachid. Right, so does the din of tuma even the chuya betzibur apply? What's that? Yeah, no tzibur. So is there just a din of kavur lo zman? What is it? So the Balitosis here on Vav Med Beis, just going to give you two formulations quickly. Start comparing it to Korban Pesach. In a way, it's the opposite parallel of a Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is brought by Yechidim, right? But it's brought by Kenufya. We've talked about this in the past, around Pesach time probably. Everybody brings a Korban Pesach at the same time, and they bring it b'chaburos, right? But there's not one Korban for the whole Tzibur. So is a Korban Pesach treated as a Korban Tzibur, or as a Korban Yachid? The answer is, it's complicated. There are... You know, there's evidence, you know, on both sides. And there's a debate, you know, whether it's more of one or more of the other. It has certain dinim of Korban Tzibur, right? And certain dinim of a Korban Yachid. So the Tosfos says, Nei, the Pesach, kivud also be kinufia choshu, Korban Tzibur, the doches ha-shabbos ve'asatuma. It's good enough for that. It's considered a Korban Tzibur legabe, being doches ha-shabbos ve'tuma. Mikamakom kibid the lav kol Yisrael maisu chad Pesach b'shutfus madrina natahorin. It has this middle status. Even the mandamar holds tuma hutra b'tzibur will hold that a korban Pesach, right, is dechuya, but not hutra. It's b'tzibur enough to be dechuya, but not a full b'tzibur to be hutra. Afil the mandamar tuma heter the korban tzibur gamur haba b'shutfus. And he says, "V'chei mashmel kamam b'samuch, the elo shall Aaron, Afagav de zimna kvile. Bedachi is a Shabbos v'asatuma ke korban sibor mikamakom kiva de korban yachid hu mahadrina na tahorim lekula alma. Shmamina de shinui de shanin and hachem biyuma the samuch elin be'elo shel aron afil lemandamar heter hu bekorban yachid kmo elo shel aron ubepesach afagav de zimna kvile hu. The Dachu Shabbos V'Tumah Moda De Mahadrina Na Tahar. Tosfos basically says that both Korban Pesach and Elos Shel Aaron are in this middle status. They're neither a pure Korban Yachid, nor are they a pure Korban Tzibur. Now to say at least about Korban Pesach, which is B'Kenufya, that it's a kind of a Korban Tzibur, but not a full Korban Tzibur, it's understandable. But Elo Shel Aaron is bought from his money, right? Well, so is the Korban Pesach of the Chabura, but the point is the Torah keeps saying, you know, Parva Ayel Shelo, Parva Ayel Shelo. Later on Zayin Omen Aleph, Tosfos' formulation is even more interesting. Kivin de Yachid hu Madrinan, Hachevadai Chashiv Korban Tzibur, right? The ale, elo shel aron or shel a kohen gadol, vaday chashiv korban tzibur lidchos shabbos v'lidchos atuma. Afil tuma de gavri miu lo hutcher bo tuma el dechuyahi kiven de yachid kamaisila. It's a korban tzibur that is brought by a yachid. Well, like almost like a brisker formulation, right? The temali hakula mikra nafka. Right? So that shouldn't be so simple. Yeshlomar leman damar tutra tumah hutra bekulu, right? Hutra tumah midaraisa, lemidarbanan gazrahu, right? To have a korban yachid dilahadra tahorim. In this, leman damar tumah dechuya, sfirle, the bekula dechuya midaraisa. Unlike Tosis on Vamed Beis, Tosis here has a suggestion that really the fact that it's dechuya, not hutra, even according to the man damar, Tuma Hutra Bitzibor, that is really a Dindrabbanan. And the Midaraisa, Elo Shel Aaron, doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, right, really would even be Hutra. Doesn't sound that way on Tosis and Vav Medeis at all. It sounds like it's really an in-between status. But the question is, how is this a Korban Tzibor at all? But the truth is, that it's a very tricky thing. The Gemara later on discusses how is it that there can be kapara for Echa v'Kohanim on this korban, right? They're not the bailim on the korban. The korban was bought with the money of the Kohen Gadol. How does he make vidui and provide v'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beso ba'ad kol, you know, Echa v'Kohanim? Right? How does he do that? So the Gemara says that, you know, even though it's his money, Rachmana Afkarei, again, it's possible to understand this technically and narrowly, that what we're saying is, listen, it's his korban, but it's not his korban. It's his korban because he bought it, and then, you know, the Din Torah swoops in and somehow gives the Echav HaKohanim, you know, a piece of all this. No question about it. And there are different formulations. According to some, it doesn't seem like this is just a pure equivalent to Hefker Bezin Hefker. What you might say is, about both of these points, is that if we look at the role of the Kohen Gadol as a vehicle, right, and again, the contrast to Bnei Aaron, you know, who died a very untimely death. Bezos Yava Aaron al Kodesh, the Parban Bokar v'ayel l'chatos. So it's in our two dinim. There's the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and then there's the matir of this particular Kohen Gadol to be nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. That would be a narrower way, you know, to look. There are really two things happening here, right? He's nichnas lefnai v'lefnim because he has to do the avoda for Klal Yisrael, right? And the way that he's able to do that is by bringing a korban yachid and doing certain things, and so on. And that's to counter you know, whether it's the counter or it's reflected by what happened to none of an Aviyu, etc. And then you would have to explain that, you know, this is a Korban Yachid, it's Mano Kavua, maybe it's Ma'akev, it's necessary, that's the formulation of some Rishonim, it's Ma'akev, the rest of the Avoda, so that already gives it a kind of a Korban Tzibur status, but nothing more than that. It's just the Matir of the Kohen Gadol to be the vessel, if you will, you know, for everything else that has taken place. However, obviously that's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm trying to suggest that it's a little bit, or maybe a lot, more than that. That the Avoda itself, right, is a reflection of the ideal persona of the Kohen Gadol, which is manifest particularly on Yom Kippur. And therefore, it has to be a Korban Yachid in one sense, because it's all about the Kohen Gadol. It's really about the institution of the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol even is an institution, as an individual. He's an individual who's an institution, but he's not the Tzibur. And so it has to be Mishalo, but at the same time, it's not just the Hechsher for the rest of the Avoda. Then why do we care? You know, why do we mix the bloods? And why do we intersperse? And why do we go in this order? It's Bezos Yavo Aaron Elakodesh isn't just the matir for him to do the avoda lefnai v'lefnim, right? It is itself the avoda, and being the Kohen Gadol is part of the avoda. So in that sense, getting back to these two issues, what we're saying is it really, like the Korban Pesach for a very different reason, this is both a Korban Yachid and a Korban Tzibur. Not just because technically, you know, it's Kavua Lozman and it's Ma'akev, the Korban Tzibors, because you need a Kohen Gadol who have done this to do that. But in some respects, the Korban Yachid of the Kohen Gadol's part of the Avoda is every bit as much a part of the Avoda as the Shnei Asirim, maybe more. In that sense, it's a Korban Yachid and a Korban Tzibor at the same time. It's a Korban Tzibor b'Torah's Korban Yachid, if you will. So, if that's the case, you can also understand why Echav HaKohanim are involved, because it isn't just a matir for this particular Kohen Gadol to be nichnas, and you say, oh, it's his personal Korban, you know, but, you know, we're mafkir, so the other Kohanim. This is all part of the process. It's fascinating. When the Gemara says, and the Rambam codifies this in Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, there are 3 viduyim, and there are 10 haskaros of Shem Hashem, right, in Avodas Yom Kippurim. And that's considered to be important. But the 3 are the accumulation of the 2 viduyim on the par of the Kohen Gadol, and the viduyim for all of Klal Yisrael, on the Seir HaMishtaleach. And these are, you know, where you get, you know, most of the Shemos Hashem, too, in the Avoda. So obviously, we're not looking at it that, you know, there's the Hechsher for the Kohen Gadol, right? And then there's the real Avoda for Klal Yisrael. There's even an interesting question, you know, whether or not the Vidui for all of Klal Yisrael on the Seir HaMishtaleach, you know, how does that fit in with the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on his par for the rest of Echav HaKohanim? Are the Echav HaKohanim excluded from the Seir HaMishtaleach? Do they not need it? That's an interesting question. You can even have that question if everything is really about, you know, the rest of the Avoda and you just need this as a Hechsher. So then what we're really saying is that, yeah, of course, I mean, it is the Korban Yachid and the Bailus of the Kohen Gadol. Right, but it's B'Torah's Kohen Gadol and what Kohen Gadol means, and surely that's the reason why the Vidui takes place for Echav, you know, HaKohanim. So in that sense, it's Afgare. It's not a special Din and Dini Mominus alone. You can do it because it's Omeid Lekach as part of the, it's a Korban Tzibur, right, Al Yidei Yachid. Just as, in a way, Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, you know, Al Yidei Chaburas. So if that's the case, I think we can also understand another phenomenon, again, in the language of the Rambam. And that is, and we're going to stop in like 1 more minute, but the Rambam says, Avodas kol chamisha asar Behemos Elo Akrein Biyom Ze Enel Bekoin Gadol Belvad Echo Kar Mashuach Shar Mishkav Ruba Begadim V'imayis HaShabbos Ach Musav Ein Makrivin Oso Al Koin Gadol V'chein Shar Vodas Hayom. And then it says Kigon Aktar Zaktores Shal Koyom Atavas Aneiros Hakol Bekoin Gadol Nasui Shenemar V'chiper Bado Bad Beiso Zu Ishto. So the din that a Koin Gadol has to be married, and again that the din also that he cannot be married to two wives, which the Rambam doesn't mention in Nochas Vardas Yom Kippur, but he does mention it in Nochas Kliya Mikdash and Nochas Yisur Abi, and then I surely recall that we've spoken about that in years past, and it does connect. But it's fascinating that when the Rambam says that everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, he slips in the Kohen Gadol Nasui, right? And the Chiper Bado Bad Beso, Beso Zuishto. One could have thought, but again, these are two different things, meaning this is a question that the Turi Evan and then other Achronim after him discuss. Does the Kohen Gadol has to be Nasui, and can he only have one wife and not two? Just for the Avoda on the Par Hachatas Ashalo, or the Par Vayel? Or does that also have to be his status with regard to the rest of the Avoda? What's that?
In other words, if you marry new, you said that you have a backup so that he's able to have...
Right, so this is the question. I mean, we know the backup, but the question, by the way, the backup, just like the Hefker, and the, you know, the way it works, you know, according to some of the explanations, like, is this the typical way that that another Kohen Gadol is appointed, or is this something unusual and different for Yom Kippur? Right? You know, and is it the typical Kedusha? But the point I'm asking is, let's say his wife, passes away, you know, after he finishes with, you know, V'chiper Bado, Bad Beso, Bad Kol Kal Yisrael. But he still has things to do. Right? Is he puzzled for that? It sounds in the Rambam like he is. It's not clear in the Psukim, it's not clear in the Gemara, I don't think it's clear in the Torah's Kohanim. Right, the Pasuk of V'chiper Bado, Bad Beso, Bad Beso Zuishto is said very specifically in the Avoda of the Par and the Ayel. So if that's all it is, that's what's makshir him to be nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, that hakrava bezosya bo aron. Well, you could still say the gavra of whom this whole thing, whatever, he's the presider. Fine. But, you know, certainly could have said, that's not obvious, the Rambam just slips it in. I mean, the nasui part, the Rambam doesn't even say he has to be married. Right? I mean, the Rambam doesn't say, you know, there's an obligation that the kohen presides, should be married. He just slips it in as a fact. Hakol b'kohen gadol nasui. Right? So, it sounds like it's part of the Hagdara of a Kohen Gadol. Of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it sounds like it's Ma'akev all the 15 Karbonos. Not just things having to do with the Parva Ayel, about which it says, V'chiper Bado, U'babes. Again, the Achronim debate this question. I'm just saying, the more you think that the par and the ayol, even though they're korban tzibur, korban yachid, right, are basically part of the avoda. And not only are they part of the avoda, but the reason they're part of the avoda is because the kohen gadol, as a yachid who represents an institution, as a yachid who's a tachlif for Aaron a kohen, right? But as a yachid, is a critical. He's not just the one who presides over the avoda. His persona and everything that underscores it is critical to what the avoda is all about. I think that has a lot to do, you know, with why the Rambam, you know, that other topic that I alluded to. I mean, the Rambam doesn't mention that if he's married to two wives, that's a psul the avoda. He doesn't mention that in Avodas Yom Kippur. This I definitely discussed like 3 years ago here or so. So the Minchas Chinuch accused the Rambam of omitting the halacha. But he doesn't really omit it, and the people in the new Minchas Chinuch point that out. He just has it in a different place. He has it in Yom Kippur Mikdash, where he says that on Yom Kippur, he says, as I wrote in Yisurei Bia, right, the Rambam's not allowed to have more than one wife, and if he does, it's going to be a pagam on the Yom Matzoh. He uses the same phrase, the Yom Matzoh. Okay. So I think I mentioned then that the Rav in his... the Kuntras of Avodas Yom Kippurim that they published of his Shiurim, says, you know, what that's really all about. I mean, why? There's no evidence per se in the Gemara, in the Talmud, in the Sifra, that a Kohen Gadol can't have two wives all year round. That's what the Ravid says. Ravid says, it's only a din of Yom Kippur. It's be very inconvenient for him to have two wives and have to divorce one of them, you know, every Erev Yom Kippur. So Lemaisa, probably it's not, you know, he's going to have it that way. But that's not the din. That's what the Ravid says. So the Rav thought that, no. The din that the Kohen Gadol cannot have more than one wife all year round is because the Hagdara of a Kohen Gadol is somebody who is always ready for Yom Kippur. He's always in training for Yom Kippur. And I think that's really true, and I think there's a lot of evidence that, and I think it's really a brilliant point. But I think that the opposite is equally true, and even though it's an opposite, I think they are two sides of the same coin. And I always try to explain. I mean, in the end of the day, the Rambam didn't write this halacha on Avodas Yom Kippurim and then export it to Isurei Bia, which, according to the Rav's explanation, he should have done. Really, he has the halacha on Isurei Bia, and from then it gets exported into Kli HaMikdash, you know, and that's where we find out that it's Pgam in Avodas Yom Kippurim. So usually I mention this as an explanation, you know, about how, you know, my view that Yom Kippur is the most certainly singular day of the year, but also the most linchpin relevant day of the year. And the idea that, of course, the Kohen Gadol is all year round waiting for Yom Kippur. Remember, you only really need the Kohen Gadol's avoda for very few things. I mean, he has certain rites and certain dinim in the Mikdash, right? But what do we need the Kohen Gadol for in the avoda for Yom Kippur? And for the Miluim, and the parallels between Miluim and Avodas Yom Kippur, and that's something to talk about, are astonishing, both in the Psukim and in the Dinim. So the training surely is about that, but I think it also goes the other way. Meaning, if the Kohen Gadol all year round, if we didn't care how many wives he had, all of a sudden we wouldn't care on Yom Kippur either. He's training for Yom Kippur all around, but Yom Kippur is also, by the same token, the fulfillment, right, of what a Kohen Gadol all year is supposed to be. Certain things just are more acutely expressed on that day, but they're things that have roots in the personality of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, what the Rambam tells us profoundly is, if on Yom Kippur it's posel, then all year round he's not supposed to have it. It's not an Avodas Yom Kippurim din per se. It's just an expansion of what a Kohen Gadol is. What I'm trying to say is that Yom Kippur isn't just, Kohen Gadol is not the person all year round who's getting ready for Yom Kippur only. It's also exactly the opposite is true. Yom Kippur is the day when the Kohen Gadol's full spiritual persona is concretized. And therefore, the roots of what he is all year round are felt more acutely in that day. What could better express that than on Yom Kippur, it's even the Pgam and the Avoda. Right? And what could express it even more than the Korban of Par V'ayil, which are Korban Yachid, but they're Bezos Yavo Aron, they're the first requirement, and they're mixed in with the whole Avoda. Because the Avoda is by definition, that's why the requirements of Kohen Gadol Nasui, because of the Chiper Bado Ba'ad Beso Zu Ishto, which are written in the context of Par and Ayil, are Ma'ake for the entire Avodah. Because it's all an expression of who he is. Who is the Kohen Gadol? Okay. Last week I went to 10:10, right? So I'm going to, much earlier than that. I'm going to finish up on that. But who is the Kohen Gadol? The answer is the Kohen Gadol. Who is both defined by Yom Kippur and who defines Yom Kippur is the persona who's min HaMikdash LaYetzeh. He's the persona of Kulal Hashem. He's the person who represents, you know, for all of Klal Yisrael, right, the ideal of the world of Avoda and Korbanos. That's why even his personal Avelus, right, the Kohen is Makriv, Kohen Gadol rather is Makriv, Onen. right? Because min hamikdash layetze. That's really what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is the day of the year, right, where all of us, you know, led by the persona and of the Kohen Gadol, the all year round persona of the Kohen Gadol, right, express the commitment of min hamikdash layetze. And what underlies it, which is the idea of Kol Hashem, the idea of being makriv onen, right, putting aside even our personal issues, even our, you know, deeply felt, even our personal existential issues, against the greater priority of a greater existential reality, and that is being banim lamako and being over the Hashem. It's the day of the year which is personified by not just which dictates the status and stature of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Bezos Yavo Aaron Alakodesh, Bepar Ben Bakar Ba'ayel La'ola, isn't just a, you know, a counter to Bnei Aaron, and it's not just the matter of being Nichas Lefnai V'Lefnim to do the real or the rest of the Avoda, it is the Avoda itself. In that sense, of course the Kohen Gadol on that day has to be makriv of everything in sight. It doesn't matter that it's part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, because the day, the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur, Ki ba'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol techatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, that day is inextricably bound up with Aaron HaKohen, with Bezos Yavo. The fact that maybe Aaron HaKohen could have been nichnas lefnai v'lefnim on other days of the year with some, you know, either exact or close to approximate, you know, protocol, which is a view in Chazal, and the second part, particularly something that was developed by the Gra, I think works out very well with this idea as well. That's how could there be another Yom Kippur, you know, just because Aaron HaKohen, you know, feels the need in Chanukah to be Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, right? But if it's driven by the personality of the Kohen Gadol, then, or at least an Aaron HaKohen, then such a thing is possible. So I just want to wish you all a Gemar Ksima Tova. We'll pick up again with Perek Shavuos Ha'edus after Yontif. And, you know, we should appreciate the idealism, really, of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and the persona of the Kohen Gadol, not only in Yom Kippur, but as a model, one of the three Ksarim, throughout the year.